A Motorsport Podcast Network production. Hey everybody, Aaron Noonan, great to have you with me. Repco Supercars Weekly for another Friday, coming to you from V8 Sleuth headquarters in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. Great to have you along as we take a look at the latest goings on in the Repco Supercars Championship, because this year marks the 100th anniversary of our mates at Repco. They're driven by passion, so are we at V8 Sleuth. Visit them now at the garage online. It's garage.repco.com.au. Now today, Pukekohe is off and rolling. First practice for the supercars has been held. Just the one practice session at Pukekohe today for the supercars. They'll be back tomorrow. I'll run you through the rest of the schedule shortly, but to give you the little update from today, a single session, great weather, huge crowd for a Friday at Pukekohe. Of course, it's the last time supercars will be going there. Motorsports leaving Pukekohe at the start of next year, and it will be just a horse racing venue only. So lots of Kiwi fans, plenty of Aussies have gone across the ditch to check it out too. From what I'm hearing from those on the ground, traffic has been one heck of a situation to get in and out of the joint. Some of the drivers been missing some of their appointments purely because it's been so hard to get around, which is a great sign though, because it means everybody is loving the weekend. They're going to send out Pukekohe in style. Practice today, Shell V-Power Racing Team 1-2, Anton Di Pasquale and Will Davison were the fast cars. Third fastest, the first of the Kiwis, Andre Heimgartner for Brad Jones Racing. He was actually on top until very close, very tight at the end of the session when the two Shell V-Power Racing Team Mustangs knocked him off. Anton's best time, 1:02.2066. That's the benchmark that you can use as a bit of a reference point across the course of the weekend. Shane van Gisbergen, the championship leader and multiple Jason Richards trophy winner, he was fourth fastest from Cam Waters. Behind, the two Walkinshaw and Andretti United cars of Chaz Mostert and Nick Percat. Macaulay Jones, so two Brad Jones Racing cars in the 10. He was eighth from Lee Holdsworth, who is retiring from full-time supercars at the end of the year. And Jack LeBrock rounded out the 10. Of course, 25 cars competing this weekend. No wild cards. It's the 25 regulars. And remember too, because of quarantine, teams can't go and take their old tyres over there. So everybody's got new stuff to play with for that first rollout session. But it's a case of, well, how much do you use them and how hard do you go? And how many of your sets do you start to work your way through? Tomorrow, practice two will be at 9:35 a.m. So I'll give you the times in Eastern Standard Australian time and you can figure it out for where you might be, because it sort of caters for most of the population of Australia. Supercars qualifying over three legs on Saturday. That's at midday Eastern Standard Time. And then race 27, 41 laps, 2:40 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Saturday. Sunday, it's the two qualifyings, two race format, as the Super Sprint weekends tend to be. Qualifying kicks off early if you're in Eastern States, 8:45 a.m. Sunday. Race 28 is at 10:55 a.m. and race 29 is at 2:10 p.m. All those times, as I mentioned, in Eastern Standard Time in Australia. Coverage is on Fox Sports this weekend, highlights on 7plus and 7mate. So check your local guides for all of the details. Of course, lots of news on the V8 Sleuth website coming over out of this weekend. Connor O'Brien is on the ground for us in New Zealand at Pukekohe. So keep checking back to v8sleuth.com.au for all the latest news and stories to come out of New Zealand over the course of the weekend and into next week. You will have noticed, if you're a regular V8 Sleuth follower, piles more content, lots more stories, stuff being broken. There's all sorts of good stuff. Make it part of your daily log-on situation. Whenever you log on your computer or your phone, check out the website. There'll always be something there to keep you entertained. V8sleuth.com.au. Now, some good news today too. You can read a bit more about this on the website. Pukekohe is going to live on in iRacing. There's been a really big push for this. There's been a petition that a guy in New Zealand, James Anderson, I remember his name is, has been pushing for a while. Greg Murphy lent his support. Scott McLaughlin has, Mark Scaife, a whole pile of people. And it's been confirmed today that iRacing are going to scan Pukekohe before it gets closed for motor racing. So it will at least live on, like Oran Park, digitally online for people to keep racing. And thinking about some of the cars that are on iRacing to race around Pukekohe, not just supercars, that'd be fun. There's some good stuff there to get stuck into. Now, of course, Pukekohe is the final round before we get to Bathurst, the Repco Bathurst 1000. And we're giving you the chance to win a Repco Bathurst 1000 prize pack here at V8 Sleuth. Your chance to win a four-day double pass, that's general admission, with paddock access worth $370 each, plus because we're good guys, a $100 V8 Sleuth Superstore gift voucher. You can enter now. Fill out the details via the entry form on our website. The link to that is in the show notes for this podcast for you to enter. So just click on there. Or if you're not able to click on that, just go to v8sleuth.com.au. You'll find the story on the homepage where you can enter that competition. Now, speaking of Bathurst, confirmed this week too, the start time for the race, which is an all-important piece of information for people to plan their day around, to know when they need to be on the couch, to know when they need to be at the track. It's going to be slightly earlier this year than the last few years. It's been creeping forward over the course of time. 11:15 a.m. local time will be the start of the Great Race on Sunday, October the 9th. Full schedule of all 4 days is on the V8 Sleuth website. So if you're planning your camping trip, if you're going to go up there, if you're planning your 4 days sitting at home, or how you're sneakily going to watch it while you're at work on Thursday and Friday, the full schedule is on our website now, v8sleuth.com.au. Another little Bathurst tidbit that I need to give you some info on, because this is important. Our V8 Sleuth Bathurst open night with our special guest, Greg Murphy, is sold out. All 200 tickets have been snapped up. They sold out. The last one sold this morning. So it's a really eagerly awaited evening. Thank you, everyone, for your support. I'm so sorry to those who are going to miss out. We can only fit that many people into the museum. Murph is going to be a great guest. So we're looking forward to seeing you all there on the Thursday night. But just to repeat, tickets are now sold out for the V8 Sleuth Bathurst Open Night. Now, on this day, September 9, and I'm rewinding back to 2001, actually, Winton, on this day, hosted a round of the, as it was known then, the Shell Championship Series, of course, the Supercars Championship as it is now. Greg Murphy, Russell Ingall shared the wins in the two races, but Ingall had the tiebreaker situation and won the two-race round from Murph. Mark Scaife, Jason Bright, third and fourth for the Holden Racing Team, and Marcus Ambrose, best of the Fords in P5 overall. Now, next week, V8 Sleuth Podcast, powered by Repco, is back on Wednesday. You asked for him, and we have finally got him. Craig Lowndes, the seven-time Bathurst 1000 winner, who will start his 300th championship round at Bathurst. He'll be the first driver to hit that milestone in 4 weeks' time. He's my guest, part one next Wednesday of a two-part chat. So it's 2 weeks of Lowndesy on the V8 Sleuth podcast. Download away on Wednesday when that one goes live. All sorts of topics we talk about. You'll love it. Tune in for a real walk down memory lane with Craig. We even talk about his early run in the Bathurst 12-hour in a Nissan Pulsar, which I've never, ever asked him about before, plus a whole pile of other stuff that I reckon you will really, really enjoy. Next Tuesday, Castrol Motorsport News podcast is back with AVL and Stefan. All the latest from Pukekohe and the washout from the final supercar swing through the Kiwi track. And of course, there's plenty going on. IndyCar title on the line this weekend. And Laguna Seca will power leading the points coming into this weekend. And Formula One at Monza. So there's plenty on the Castrol Motorsport News podcast next week to hear from the boys on. V8 Sleuth podcast on Wednesday, of course. It is your perfect podcasting week of motorsport material. Have a great weekend. I'll be back next week with another Repco Supercars Weekly. Until then, enjoy Pukekohe. If you're trackside, farewell that place in style. It's going to be sensational. If you're like me and on the couch, tune in and enjoy some great racing as well. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Aaron Nerd, and I'll chat to you next week with another edition of Repco Supercars Weekly.